Hi guys, welcome back to season 2 of Reconcile the Podcast. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. We are so excited for this episode because it's crazy.
It's crazy the word, Ama, it's
mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It's everything. Yeah. Nyerere is just nodding.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
So she definitely needs no introduction. And we are so happy that you gave us your time and you are here with us. So now, I mean, she definitely needs, I feel like I'd even butcher your introduction. But we're so happy that you decided to just come and give us your time, give your time to this audience of ours. Yana, you can introduce yourself actually.
Yeah, me, I'm Nyawira. Like I have all the other things I do are just things I am able to do, but this is who I am. I'm Nyawira. I love Jesus. I'm really honored by this invitation. Yeah, I was talking your podcast and I've said this like a broken record enough times. And I think you guys are like you're really onto something. And so to be worth the invitation.
Thank you.
Is very honorable.
Yeah, so thank you. So thank much. You.
Guys, she is honored.
She's honored. Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
So I'm happy to be here.
Thank you.
Extremely. And at the center of it all.
Thank you.
So before we begin, let's just to break the ice.
Okay.
So, quite literally. Anyway, first question. Have you ever Googled yourself?
Yes, actually. Okay, let me tell you what happened. So when we were dating, we were extremely, we were private about our relationship until he proposed. And because I said yes, we agreed, you know, now let the public know that we're together.
Yeah.
So when it went out, it was the funniest thing ever. Because now I was researching. I was like, and the titles were hilarious. Moisha Papa's longtime girlfriend. How long time? It was just funny. So I think that's when I Googled myself and I could see my name spelled so wrongly. It was really funny. Yeah. But since then, I don't think I have. It's really weird.
Can you imagine, so weird.
Nyawira Gashugi.
What are they saying about me now?
The internet say about me?
It's weird.
Okay. Have you ever Googled yourself?
Yeah.
No. The only thing I've done is check my name on Google to see my LinkedIn. How does it appear? Yeah, that's the only reason I've done it. And you?
I have. Yeah. Sadly, there is nothing about me on this internet. I feel like that's a good thing, except my Instagram. Since my Instagram, I'm just like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
At least I have nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Number two, what is an old people thing that you do?
What's an old people thing that I do?
Yeah.
I recently bought myself a very big thermos.
Oh,
because I love my tea. So the other day, I think I sat and it hit me. Oh my gosh, what are you doing? Are you 90? Because I brought the thermos on a train to the living room and I sat there. It was just me. I was so pleased with myself. So that's an old people thing I'm very proud of doing. And I was very proud of that purchase. And it's the old one. You know the red thermos, that one with the kabaluka?
Oh yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. All these new metallic stuff, I'm happy for them. But the OG is thermos.
Your sister doing a slap.
Exactly. You don't drink tea?
I'm also not a fan of tea.
We're losing a generation.
I'm stage. But most of my friends at this age are not a fan of tea.
So what do you drink in the morning? Water. Like, okay,
actually, really, I'm younger strungy. Like
you don't imagine. Like
no. But now mine is because of lactose.
You're lactose intolerant.
Guys, she is.
I'm sorry. But I do take ice cream.
Yeah.
That's why I draw the line. Actually, it's called my ice cream.
Of course.
Okay.
Chai lakini, because now you see with tea, it's an everyday thing. And I don't want to be suffering every day.
Okay, so you'd rather hold it on until you suffer for ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. What's an old person thing you do?
I don't even know what's an old person thing.
You know, old person could be the thing that I'm doing.
Washera is actually like mother. As in, she's the mother of every group. So I think that's an old person thing.
Home?
Yeah, as
tell
in
me, Aki, tell me.
Aki, and Akwanga, the mother of the group.
I don't think
I have an old person Probably sleep early, because by 9.
Okay, yeah, true.
Eh, to cure out, like when I'm outside, 9 imefika, I get so grumpy. Oh, nobody wants to be around me.
Yeah.
So I think that's my...
Sleeping means early. You wake up really early, naturally.
But I don't wake up past 7.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's early for you.
No, that's not early. The sun has come out, it's even filing its nails. Yeah.
6:30.
Oh my gosh.
6:30, okay.
From 9. Anyway, you get good times rest.
Yeah.
That's important.
Beauty sleep. Do you, Sasa? What is one day in your life you'd love to relive?
Aww. One day in my life I would like to relive. There are many.
That's nice.
Yeah, but one day.
Or two, Basi.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good question. I don't know. Maybe. Just maybe. Like relive fully. I don't know. Maybe.
Or a moment at least.
Yeah, like I'm really trying to see like what's worth reliving. I don't know. I wouldn't want to relieve it. I think it would muffle the beauty of the memory.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But I, yeah. The, yeah, no. Yo, Ilienda.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I'll mess it up now because I'm overthinking.
Okay.
Makes sense.
One song that you currently have on replay.
Wow. Now that's a tricky one. There are two. So there's a song by Moji. He sang it in, like, I think 20... Can't remember what... 20, he released it in 2019. No, 2020. It's called Amini. I've listened to that song almost hourly. And I have no shame. Yeah. And I think he doesn't like the song much. But I think I really like it. Like, I really, really like it. Another song would definitely be... You know, everybody's listening and thinking, wow, she's not singing any worship song.
I'm not.
But they are so I listen to a lot of Kenyan gospel. So there's a song by Masi Masika. It's called Shule Yako.
Mr. loves that song.
I can't have enough of it. Yeah. So yeah, those two are clue. Baduna Simama, Tambua. Yeah, my playlists are quite nini. So there's a playlist I have on Spotify called like Morning Devotion. And the problem I made was that I opened it to everybody who can add their song. So it has so much white music. And I was like, I wanted people to boot up Kenyan worship song with nothing. But you know, I'm hopeful.
Natalie, maybe she's the one adding the white
people. Yeah. Like some songs are like, where did you even hear this? Yeah. Where did you hear this song? But I really like local music. I don't know why. Maybe it's about the language. I feel like you understand the content.
Yeah. I'm also the same. I really love this East African Tanzanian worship. Swahili songs?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your song on replay?
Tell us. Putting me on the spot like that?
Because I know.
But the song that is, I have two.
Okay.
So there's this guy, he's South African. He's called Kaya.
Mtetwa.
That one. Mm-hmm. So he has a song called Psalms 24.
Yes.
I love that song so much. The other one is called Utukuke by Adonij.
Yes.
That song, I listen to it hourly.
Oh, really?
Now, I listen to it so many times because it's such an amazing, like,
that album was really good.
It was.
Yeah.
Tony's the one that did that song. That's why I was putting on this spot.
We're on a Natalie featuring
Featuring Tony Mwasia.
Because I listen to it so many times.
It's a really good song. Though.
You?
For me, it's called Naiwe Maombi. I think that's my song.
You go right past now. The first stanza without crying.
Kaino.
The first time I heard and it's so messy.
And it's just that one line.
That's what she says. But it's a very nice, it's a powerful, very powerful song.
Yeah. Lastly, what is, or can you share rather, a pivotal moment that shaped who you are today?
A pivotal moment that shaped who I am today. It could be
when we were recording on Ben's podcast, the Psycho podcast, and Wanjiru walked in when we were recording. And we finished the video, the pod episode, and Wanjiru turned and said, "Why don't you start your own thing?" And I said, "Why don't I start my own thing?" And that moment is longer than that room, because I think what happened after was the next morning, I was seated at a restaurant wondering, what would I call it? What would it be? But that question was a pivotal moment for me.
I think as well, that is where I knew you from. Like, I think it was Wanjiru's channel.
Yes.
Those YouTube days. Makeup.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've come a long way. Now I can blend.
You're a testimony.
Where you start? Yeah, that is where I was like, is where, like, I remember seeing you. Yeah. So we can now get into this.
Into the conversation. So this is obviously a faith-based podcast.
No way.
No way. I mean, if it's you, not so
what?
Obvious.
Wow. So... we'd like to know your faith journey.
Okay.
Ulioko Kalini. And just a bit about how that has been for you.
So I got saved when I was 8. I got saved when I was 8 at, then it was NPC Karen. Now Sitam Karen. And I've never forgotten it. At the time he was pastor, and I think he's bishop, but he was Pastor Dennis White, was the one preaching. And yeah, he led me to Christ. I was discipled by a lady who was my mom's friend. God rest both their souls. I think she was like 40 or 50 at the time. And she discipled an 8-year-old. Yeah.
Wow.
So every Sunday after church, I'd go for Sunday school and I'd meet her after. And she'd ask me, "Have you read the Bible this week? Wow. Have you prayed?" Wow. So that is how I got saved. My faith journey has been characterized by so many things. Many different seasons have put me in different spaces. So I was raised Anglican, born and bred. That day at Sitam, actually, it's because we were going to visit my mom's friend's church.
Wow.
And imagine I got saved. So take your friends to church.
Wow.
So what happened after was that I finished the Anglican, I grew up in the Anglican church under Reverend Tom. And I think when I was very young, he made me serve very young. Thereafter, I went to ICC. And now Bishop Gibson, but he was Pastor Gibson then. And I was at Front Runners and him, and such a beautiful community that was. And then now at City Lighters Church.
Okay.
So that's my journey.
Okay.
By the way, I was out in the wild. Found my darkness.
Same.
Such good, like,
is that
representation.
Your story as well?
It's mine.
It's
your
story.
Okay.
Well, okay, now that you found the light.
I have found the light. That is of utmost importance. Mimi, Bona Menyoko. Let me just say
that's all that matters.
Okay.
But it's interesting to see, like, you didn't have that cafes of just being like, okay.
I wouldn't say it was a phase. I would say there was points of interest, but it wasn't necessarily a phase. I like to believe that I like to tell myself that God wouldn't have allowed me to be comfortable in that world. But I also like to believe that it's not that I'm better.
That's true. Even at the time where you said you lost your mom,
yes,
how old were you at that time?
I was 18 into my 19th year. Yes.
And like, how was your relationship with God at that time? Did you feel like, okay, like God, surely, like, was it like a strained relationship, or were you still?
I don't think it was strained. I think the right word was that it was a very question-led time. Like, just trying to understand what is this? You know, like, what are your plans in this situation? What do you want out of this? And true to God's perfect nature, I got no response until way later. But I do think I would have definitely lost my mind if I didn't have God. There's something I think about church in that season that really kept me sober. People thought it was like a band-aid I was putting on myself. But if I didn't have church, if I didn't have my community, I don't think I'd have seen that season through properly.
Because, you know, sometimes, especially like losing a parent at that age, which is where some of, at least if not all, of our audience is, it can be, okay, now God, wewe, nivo, like mambo yako, nivo. So it's very, encouraging to see that, by the way, even in that moment, you are still.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just to like whisper in anybody's ear who's in that season is that I find it so interesting that in the Bible, I think it's in Psalms, God actually says he's closest to the brokenhearted. Not that he needs you to be near. It's that he is near. So he doesn't need you to go, oh my God, I need you. He's actually near. And I think that's why we get peace, is because he's near.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just, it is easier said when you're out of that murky water of grief, but it is a necessity to know that you're not alone. And it's not, I think it's not just loss. It's, you've lost a friend. You've lost a relationship.
Yeah.
It is near.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Okay. Quoted.
I'm joking.
Can you assure you lost? That became personal real quick. Let me look in this direction naturally.
To put her up a new way to talk.
Anyway, but that's what I think.
That's really nice. Okay. So, do you feel like you're living in your purpose? So we had talked about this, but in this Gen Z, in this generation that we live in, a lot of people feel like purpose is big. So now the big numbers, the big stage, the big everything. So now that is what we attribute
to purpose.
Like, okay, so she's living or he's living in his purpose when the numbers and the stage is big and the everything is big. But now you're okay. I don't know if you feel like that, but you're somewhere uko with the big numbers. Unajua
uko with the big numbers.
No, it's you see how like sometimes people can look at somebody else's life and think that
she's winning.
She's winning because boom. So what is your definition of purpose, and do you feel like you're living in purpose?
You know, I like that question. It's because the word "your" is so important, because I think purpose is such, it has had so many definitions over time. But I perceive that purpose is actually assignments. So am I doing my assignment? I think I began to find it. I think I began to find it. Is it the numbers? Absolutely not. And because the numbers didn't give me the assignment.
That's true.
And if I needed them for definition, if they ever left, then I have no assignment.
That's
so
true.
They can't, they're a variable. They're a bonus, but they're a variable. Being out there, the big stage and everything? No. No. So maybe because we can have this discussion because there's context. So David is anointed, but he doesn't get to the kingdom till later. Where do you think the purpose was? Was it at the anointing? Was it when he became king? It's when he was anointed. And I think that's the beauty about the story of faith, is that it's not when the public catches on. No. Because they may never.
Are you so deep?
They may never catch on. In fact, they may look at you and think, so what are you about? They'll never get it. Two Christian girls running apart. What? What are you doing? Can you talk about boys and useless things or no apparent reason? But that's not how it works. You see, we have the privilege of something the world doesn't have, which is anointing. Is that as long as it has been released or it has been spoken of you, the work begins immediately.
Wow.
So the work didn't begin him as king, but everything in David's journey until kingship was grooming him for kingship. So you may downplay the fact that there is no conversion, but you've already been anointed. And I think it's God's order. Because even if you think about Jesus, he was anointed, then he was tested. He was anointed, then he got to work. And I think sometimes the curse we have as believers is that we want to put ourselves in the work line, but God hasn't said you do it. So you're not working in purpose. You're doing what needs to, you feel needs to be done. So just to tell anybody out there is,
has God told you to do this task?
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Mm.
That is purpose.
Mm.
If he hasn't told you,
mm-mm.
I think you're just good at doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy for you. Yeah. And we are really happy for you because I think you're doing such a good job. But then again, when we get to heaven, God will say, well done, good and faithful servant. But what were you doing?
Yeah.
What were you doing really? Yeah. I didn't send you for that.
Yeah.
And one of my biggest prayers as mm-hmm. a human being is that when I get to heaven, God says, you did everything I told you to do.
Wow. Yeah.
Every other thing is useless.
Yeah.
But if I do everything he said, me, I'm good.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Nyawira is like queen of throwing the deep nini balafu
just
dramatic
like,
effect hey. Pause.
Tuli, how did we get to David anointing Jesus? I'm just like
no, but that's so
no,
cool.
But it is the truth.
Yeah.
It's and really it was painful for him. And I think maybe that's the other thing people don't know about mm-hmm. purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it's painful as hell.
Mm.
It is not, you know. You have to understand who is sending you.
Mm-hmm.
He's not telling you, I'm going to make the work so easy for you to
That's
do.
That's true.
No.
That's true.
You know, I've replayed that thought in my mind many times.
Mm-hmm.
If I was David and anointed,
mm-hmm.
I'm not discussing it with you.
Mm.
You will know I am anointed.
Yeah.
I will go there. If I go like that, and maybe that's another thing to tell anybody. You mm-hmm. don't have to justify your anointing.
Yeah.
Ooh. No one needs to know.
Mm.
We don't have to discuss it. We don't have to sit down and say, by the way, Aki, for real, you know, I was told by God.
Mm.
And I'm happy that you are. And I think that's the power of the privacy of that discussion, is that he doesn't say, my vineyard will tell of my work.
Mm.
He says the fruit.
Mm.
So if there's no outcome, then you just want to showcase a big piece of land.
Yeah.
And really, there is nothing. So maybe it's just to tell you, if you're out there and you're thinking, God, you've given me such a heavy task, imagine just do it.
Mm.
Yeah. He wouldn't give it to you if he didn't think you could do it.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. So just do it. If you may look stupid, ask Noah.
That's true.
But he did it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, the ass would have never. There are many layers to Noah.
Yeah.
But that's my thought.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like what you said because, so I used to be this girl who would, okay, you know, God is telling me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm.
Just like, so that I think I was seeking validation.
Mm. That's the word.
Yeah, because in my telling, it's like, I want you guys to know.
Yeah.
But there's really no papa. Like, I don't have to. So now these days, I'm always like, something that I learned was I don't actually have to say everything.
Mm.
Whatever, like at some point, it will just speak for itself.
Mm.
But I don't need to find, because I realized I'm just seeking validation.
Mm.
So that you tell me, wow, what? Mm. Wow, holy water, Ibo. I'm asking, wow, you received that prophetic word. Oh my God,
mm.
she's the next big, I don't know, apostle in this land. Be prepared, Kenya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. And that's a wrong thing. And maybe just to tell you sometimes.
Mm.
That validation we look for can actually kill down the vision.
Oof, yeah.
Because mm. you go tell the wrong person and they tell you the weirdest thing. I think my brother Joseph, had he not said it, I don't think he stood in Genda Ivio.
True.
You know, it's such a simple thing, Joseph. But also in God's wisdom is that God, I think that's the thing also to encourage people, is that God is so superior to our foolishness.
Yeah.
That you may be so quick to go telling everybody everything.
Yeah.
But how God has mapped it out for you is that I'll still get it done.
Mm,
yeah, even through you.
Mm,
you may be careless,
mm,
but later on in the story, we see Joseph mature.
Mm, yeah.
So I think give yourself grace also.
Yeah.
Because also just to let you know, I had the same problem.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
that one will come for another episode. Fulfilled dreams as a believer.
And the dreams you thought were God telling you.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, this is what God is saying.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I can, in fact, maybe that will be my next devotional. Like, shut your mouth. It's such a time.
But there's a question mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm.
But before then, in you're obviously mm-hmm. a believer, and mm-hmm. you, I'm sure you know,
mm-hmm.
or you believe that purpose is God, like it is definitely from
Absolutely.
God. So mm-hmm. along your journey
mm-hmm.
Of becoming the Nyawira that we currently see,
yes.
Have you ever like struggled mm-hmm. with, okay, God, these were my dreams.
Mm.
But now, mm-hmm. this is where you've put me. Have you struggled with surrender? Surrendering to his will. Now it happened to your word. Surrendering to his will.
Yes.
Surrendering to his will.
I have struggled.
Mm.
And not because of my dream versus his desire for me.
Mm-hmm.
But my biggest struggle with surrender ring has been time.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, why I find that word very interesting is because it has no clear definition.
Mm.
Like, say I surrender today, should the yield be tomorrow?
Mm.
That's how I used to think about God.
Mm.
So I have had episodes of, what the heck, God? Mm. We had a discussion. See, it's you who said.
Mm.
But some of the things God said to me maybe 12, 13 years ago are only happening now.
Mm.
Now? Does God become unjust? No.
Mm-mm.
Because I was rushing a process God was grooming me for.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's about time.
Mm.
I failed miserably.
Mm-hmm.
I failed so many times because,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you hear something from God and you think that you must act on it immediately.
Yeah.
And he's telling you that was not the plan.
Yeah.
But you're just going to be a stupid girl and keep on doing it.
Yeah.
I did that so many times. So when in 20, maybe 10 years back, mm-hmm. actually, yes, mm-hmm. 10 or 8 years back, I can't remember clearly,
mm-hmm.
I felt God telling me that he's called me to women.
Mm.
And I was like, wow,
mm.
it's my time. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. And I put together some friends of mine and told them this is what I feel God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And friends being friends, they really supported. Mm. They could understand it.
Mm.
But wrong leadership is still leadership.
Mm.
And so I still told them, this is what I feel God is saying. Let's do it. Let's do it. It's our time.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet God in heaven. You know, the word dead on arrival was exactly what that happened. Mm. And it died. You know, it died. It died so shamelessly.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I ended up looking and wondering, what were you doing?
Yeah.
But the thing was, is that God wanted me not to do it then,
mm-hmm.
but to groom myself for what it's going to
mm-hmm.
become.
Mm-hmm.
Do I feel like God has still allowed me to minister to women? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't time then.
Yeah.
So surrender for me has a lot to do with not fighting God.
Yeah.
Because my dream has always just been to serve him.
Yeah.
But just agreeing that his time is bigger than mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me relate that with
mm-hmm.
how has it... You see how, like, God tells you, Nyawira, I'm calling you to the women of this world.
Ah!
Oh, all of that. But then that door is closed.
Yeah.
How has it been mm-hmm. dealing mm-hmm. with rejection? God has said this.
Yeah.
But it's not
yeah.
happening yeah. or it's not happening the way yeah. I thought it would happen.
Mm.
Yeah. How has it been for you?
It has been painful. You know, when you're rejected by men,
mm.
it's easy to deal with because you can cancel them.
Mm.
Okay, so when I cancel God, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are you? Where are you
yeah.
going?
Yeah.
You have nothing.
Yeah.
You know, why it was a hard thing for me was because I felt like God was constantly being unfair to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be lying if I said I still don't have those moments.
Mm.
Because even to date, I still feel like, God, there are so many things I feel like I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But why am I not? Why aren't you enabling me? Why aren't mm-hmm. you empowering me?
Mm-hmm.
Give me the grace to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the strength to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can literally hear God laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Like, I can actually tell you he's laughing in this corner.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's saying, can you tell that girl to be quiet? She's talking too much now. She needs to pray for Syria.
Yeah.
But what happens is that every time in those moments, it's like God gives you pockets of what it can look like.
Yeah, for sure.
And it would look like an opportunity you never even thought was going to come your way.
Mm, mm.
It would look like an interaction with someone you never, in your wildest dreams, you didn't even think of. You know, the poll, you're like, I want to meet. This one, you're sure you can't meet.
Mm,
yeah?
You can relate.
That's us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like that.
The Lord answers prayers. Thank you, Jesus. But it's just to say, He gives pockets of reassurance.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get so caught up in mm-hmm. the big rejection,
mm.
but he's telling you, just see, that was a glimpse of it.
Mm.
Yeah. So for me, I look out for those glimpses.
Mm.
Cause you can't, being angry at God is such a self-defeating purpose.
Yeah,
you can feel it.
Yeah.
But it bears no fruit.
Yeah. Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. So let's go on to the fact that you are in the digital space,
mm-hmm.
content creation and all everything that surrounds the media space. Mm-hmm. My question would be, do you feel like, as a believer, do you find it hard to be like, okay, you know, sometimes even for us, it's not hard, but yes. it can be hard for you to yeah. be like unashamed. Yeah. The Bible verse says, for I am not ashamed. Mm. Like it is very, easy. Wow, okay. So mm. you are in the media space. And you know, especially because mm. the audience, the people mm. are not as welcoming to
yeah.
believers.
Yeah.
So do you find it hard to be like, okay, I am a believer. Yeah. Do you find it hard to stand your ground and be like, yeah. but they know
yeah.
this is my stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I find it hard now? No.
Mm.
Did I find it hard beginning? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Did I realize I was being foolish? 100%. Mm-hmm. One of the things I like doing is realizing my foolishness. In fact, I feel like that's a ministry God is calling me to. Like, let me call out the foolishness in you. It can be, they can be a whole school.
Yeah.
But let me give you context. The first few episodes I did of Misunderstood,
mm.
I rarely mentioned God.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the feedback I would get was, please tell me about Jesus.
Oh.
So I'm like, that had nothing to do with friendship. What yeah. are you, what did you hear?
Yeah.
Surely,
yeah.
are you referring to this episode?
Yeah.
And that's the pocket of reassurance. Mm. That God is telling you, you're trying to not credit all you know to what I've told you.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens with that is that I struggled at the beginning.
Mm.
But then I read a scripture that really, really, really made me realize it's actually our biggest marketing strategy as believers.
Mm.
It says, if you lift up the name of Jesus, he will draw men unto you.
Mm.
So you can't pull men. Nothing in your power can.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. Okay, so what do you think? Is it pretty girls? There are many.
There
is
are
it
many.
Well-spoken? Mm. There are many.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can draw men.
Mm.
But then also, it's a question I often find myself asking is that what's the power of light
mm-hmm.
in a lit room?
Mm.
It's useless.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all these lights in a lit room, it's usually like, okay, so zinafanya.
Yeah.
So what happens is you start comparing lights.
Mm.
But if you throw yourself in darkness, your light is relevant.
Yeah. Mm.
The digital world is not a believer's world.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, yeah. it's not... I don't want to say it's not welcoming because it is welcoming of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that they're there because people respond to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and this is Nyawira's version of the Bible, if Christ was read the Bible today, he'd say, go into the world, including the digital space,
and
make
true.
Disciples. Yeah. That's true.
So if we can't make disciples through what we do, then don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the purpose of salvation?
Mm-hmm.
To just say, guy, aki ahosanako online onakwanga sinners. Guy, no.
Yeah.
It's to draw people out of that darkness.
Yeah.
And my biggest prayer is that I don't want to just be a believer who goes to church and serves.
Mm-hmm.
Such a useless way of doing salvation.
That's true.
I want to be able to help the lost.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe greatly every solution we need is in the Bible.
That's true.
I mean it. And I mean it.
Yeah.
So do I struggle today? No.
Mm.
No. Mm. And only because there is nothing I know devoid of God.
Mm.
So why am I not crediting?
Yeah.
You know, out here you'll be arrested.
Yeah.
Now how much more in heaven? He'll be saying, you are going to make money using my name and you didn't even tell them about me. Can you imagine heaven?
Yeah.
And now they're the angels. You know, you're not winning that fight. So
true.
Me, I'll just be faithful. I'll just serve God.
Yeah.
Because you know, for especially this young age of ours, we usually like, okay, I need to make it, you know, I need to be there out there, as Natalie was saying, because sometimes you attribute that to purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're like, okay, I need to make it. So the fact that I'm born again would stop me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, do you like struggle with brands, clients who are like, okay, Nyawira, you're a born again Christian, we get that, but we don't want our brand associated with this.
Mm-hmm.
So ukifanya, when you're doing this campaign, Don't
mention.
Yeah, like do.
Okay, so I haven't faced any of those challenges. I'm not that big yet. Mm. I recognize your belief in me. One day, God,
please.
You're hearing
we
your
are
problems.
Speaking life.
I want those problems, but I haven't had that challenge, and I thank God I haven't, because I think it would. I don't think I'm strong enough yet to
like marshal a brand that way.
What happens is faithfulness to the film. What happens with brands is that I haven't said no to any. But that doesn't demean my influence. I'm not a bigger brand because I'm not a smaller brand because I can't influence.
Yeah.
Just the ones I influence maybe are not for it. Non-negotiables, of course. I'm not about to push alcohol.
Yeah.
Why is my voice going as I say alcohol? Now people are going to think I have a problem.
Yeah.
It's going to work.
In Jesus' name.
Alcohol, definitely not. Being ashamed of the gospel, you know the people who will say, I won't do it because I'll never get it. I let you know, even if you don't do it, the people who are so big but still never get the brand.
Sure.
So, you know that story of those lepers in the Bible?
Yeah.
They told each other, if we stay here, we die.
Yeah.
If we go there, we'll die.
Yeah.
So, see, we die going.
Yeah.
Hey. And maybe it's just to tell any Christian content creator is that you're holding back so much. And I think we have the only true message. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Every other thing is a good conversation. But if it doesn't give life, we're just dying.
Yeah. And as well, there's so much abundance on this side, which is something we don't talk about. Like, oh, God, he's the one who has given you this platform.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to work. Brands are going to find
Absolutely.
You. People are going to,
But I also wish, and maybe it's just a clarion call to everyone, is that it's my biggest prayer that churches and Christian organizations can become the envied brands, such that when we think of the Reconciled podcast, it has brands like churches and Bible studies that want you to endorse them. Because you're in line.
Yeah.
You're speaking to their audience.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I wish. And maybe that's why I really pray that the misunderstood community can become so big that it can become a place that amplifies other believing content.
Yeah.
Wow. Not to only listen to Nyawira. She has a lot to say. And I mean, she can really say it and she won't stop saying it. But it's to say is that am I playing my part in endorsing other believers who are promoting? We're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And so this is a good way of telling everybody out there who's a Christian curator, content curator, is to say, let's collaborate. And with doing this, we do two things. We push the message of Christ, but then we also shape a culture that you can have godly conversations, that you can be people who are young but so unashamed of Christ and still earn and still find a living.
Yeah.
That's my biggest prayer. So when I get there, God knows my heart. God knows my heart. But until then, I'm going to play my part.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
And do you struggle? Do you feel like you have struggled, or how do you stop yourself from struggling to find a balance between, I'm being recognized. I have this big community. So how do you not let that become an idol? Like, fame, money, and you'll downplay yourself. But when we look at you, we're like, okay, it's Nyawira. So how do you not let that get ahead of you, you and your relationship with God?
That's a good question. Two things. One is what I was talking about to Natalie about, is that it's an assignment. And in every assignment, when you get back the result, you'll be told that you passed or failed. I really don't want to fail any of God's tests.
Yeah.
So that's one of my biggest drives. The second thing is to always remember that I will never be too big not to be used by God. And the third thing is to say, I'm only big because I've been used by God. And I think sometimes, long before this whole thing happens, you have to realize where it has come from. By the way, let me tell you, I kid you not, in the name of Jesus, God is my witness. I am the most shallow person, devoid of God. Like, sometimes I listen to myself and say, hey, there. Wisdom has escaped you, young girl. But every time you spend time with God, he tells you something about himself. And then he tells you, I have given you authority. Go tell people about me. Can you imagine? You're telling people about God. Do you know that's a very, very big assignment?
Yeah.
So that keeps you grounded. How do you not let it get to your head?
There are very many ways. Mm. One, you get people around you who believe that it's, they'll tell you mm. you're losing it.
Mm.
But in the same measure, people who tell you that you need to go.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Push and pull mm. is the type of friendship you need.
Mm.
Push you to your assignment, mm-hmm. but pull you down to your reality. Because
mm.
there yeah. are people who, your assignment can get into your head and that's mm. all you suddenly see. You never live in your reality.
Yeah.
But then also be in a church.
Mm.
Yeah, submit to someone.
Mm.
You know, we like using that word in marriage.
Mm.
I find the funniest thing because we never tell people submit to an authority.
Mm.
I have seen the benefit of being submitted.
Mm.
I can be questioned.
Mm.
I can be called out.
Mm.
I can be applauded.
Mm.
I can be celebrated mm. because this person understands my journey.
Mm.
Yeah, so mm. just have the right people around you. You yeah. can go south.
Mm.
The reason why I've asked that mm-hmm. is because the little representation we see
mm-hmm.
in this media, especially for musicians, mm. you're like, okay, this person started out vizuri, mm. Gospel, they get to that point of fame and then all of a sudden, you know.
We lose you.
Yeah. So mm. I'm just like, okay, you're there.
Yeah.
Maybe not where you think you are, but yeah. Sissy, you're there. Mm-hmm. For us, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you like not let that
don't
get,
go down.
Yeah, yeah, mm. you get.
I think very, just to tell you, mm. and maybe it's just, I don't know if it's for you guys, but it's for also everybody out there, including myself.
Yeah.
Define success now before yeah. it has come.
Mm.
It won't shock
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It won't shock you when you have 1 million subscribers.
Mm. Yeah.
It won't shock you when you walk into a room and thousands of people are saying, oh my gosh, there she is, Natalie. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It won't shock you.
Mm.
Why? Because God has shown it to you earlier.
Mm.
It will shock you and it will define you when it hasn't.
Mm.
Because in your head, you're like, hey.
Yeah,
our word.
But I mean, yeah, it's define it early.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, don't forget that you never got it because of any other thing
mm-hmm.
other than
yeah.
God had told you to do
yeah.
it. Yeah. So you're just the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Someone one time told me, because me, I have deep conversations with people. Mm-hmm. Someone told me that of the many angels we hear of, we talk a lot about Gabriel
mm.
because he always introduced himself.
Mm.
All the other angels used to do their work.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, Pia Weber, if you're being introduced, we'll know you. Of mm. course we'll know you. Mm. You're out there.
Mm.
But just because you're out there doesn't mean the others who are not doing the same thing.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. So no. even for us, it's just to always tell ourselves,
mm.
just because you're higher doesn't mean you'll be there. No, you can be there for a while,
mm.
but bring others there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So mm. if I'm becoming a big platform and I'm not raising people who are,
mm.
and raising doesn't mean they're becoming me.
Mm.
It's helping them do their thing
yeah.
and empowering them.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Do your work.
Mm. Wow. Mm. So as we come to a close, Nawira is just like, already. No, no. Already. Alisema tumpe 3 hours,
wait,
guys.
Let me ask you though.
So for you who is in the digital space,
yes.
have you ever felt like,
mm-hmm.
God, mm-hmm. am I using you to get your money? Have you ever felt like that? Because as when we dream, that's yeah. always my thought, like, okay, so
uh-huh.
If you were to do something and then
uh-huh.
one day, like, church people, is that right? Is it wrong?
Yeah.
I never felt like that.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No.
No,
because, okay, two things. One, I only charge to cover the event.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So this is the tents, the seats.
Yeah.
Because me, like grass, the compound. That's,
yeah.
The money, I don't think I've gone home with money.
Mm.
In fact, I end up giving some.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, not
usually hilarious.
Tabu, let me ask mm-hmm. you, not mm-hmm. even like with misunderstood mm-hmm. in the event, but let's say,
mm-hmm.
you see how you said,
mm-hmm.
you know that God
mm-hmm.
is the one who has given you
mm-hmm.
this platform.
Mm-hmm.
You're a believer
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. now,
mm-hmm.
because we know you as Christian,
mm-hmm.
have you, okay, but you've said he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me just say this.
Yeah.
For me, I always feel like, like, God, will I ever, it might feel like I'm using you to, and are you guys, I'm not sure, I turn your thought come out.
Is it the conversation that we always have where,
uh-huh.
let me put it in the aspect of,
thank you,
gospel musician,
mm-hmm.
And then tutajifit up on that, you know. Tell me there are these worship ministers that would be like, it's free, just come.
and worship.
And then, yeah, come and worship. And then there are these others that will be church. Like, yeah, tickets to
which
pay
is or good.
Like, which is
as okay. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think the question you're asking is like, is it like, okay, so for this one that is charging for, okay, so for Natalie's idea or Natalie's opinion is that like, it's not wrong to charge for, as you said, for you, it's just covering the, yeah, like for the event and everything. But your question, am I getting your question right?
Continue.
Is that, is it like, is it,
am,
as
I, using
in, am I using God for that?
Is it a means to my money or is it a means to my success?
Yeah, is it only for, okay, I'm doing God's purpose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that is all. Or is it, and would it be wrong to profit from that? Mm. Is that the question?
Yeah, I think that's a good way you've put it. Thank you, Ashera.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this is like
yin
and yang. So I'm married to a full-time gospel musician. Moji's core business is music. Makes a living, sustains his happy wife through music. If he doesn't think of it commercially at times, he may never satisfy any of his financial needs. Is it greed? No. I'm really trying to think about the context to like now content creators, because ours is even worse because what we talk about is a sermon. Like we talk about Jesus start to end. We don't even talk about, you know, musicians, at least they can tell you, oh, we pay dancers. As you sit down and you listen to me talking about Jesus. Is it wrong to charge? No. I'm still from that school of thought. No, it's not wrong to charge. And, and I say this with a lot of, it's I think it's a personal decision. There are some I know who have gone and I have seen and okay, this is cool. But then also, I just want to also say that it's a situation with Nani, with, what's his name? This guy, the fighter, Peter. So Jesus tells him, get that fish, there's a coin inside it. Yeah, Jesus just told him, you don't need the coin.
Yeah.
There are very many tales of... I think it's immoral when it is dishonest. Yeah. Like you'll tell guys, come, I'm going to promise a great time of worship and a great time of... But then when it comes, it's all about you. So that's why I think it's immoral. But if your intention is pure, these gatherings are not cheap.
That's true.
So expensive. Oh my gosh. Like I have mini like... heartburn and I can feel, oh God, there's another event coming. Oh, I can feel it. So where are we going to? And you start to do the math and it's painful. But I think charge. By the biggest joke here is that you may leave with nothing. I know people who have done events for years and have left with nothing. They have added money to break even. So
That's interesting.
That's a really good...
I think it's a... No charge.
Because some people will be like, oh, it is wrong to... you know, why you... It's a gift that freely you have been given.
And that's always the thing. You
know? So it's a really good...
I like that
But if that's the case, I find it a bit unfair. Because that... First, I hate that scripture being used that way. Because the connotation in my head for that is salvation. I won't tell you pay so that you can respond to the altar call. But also, so let me talk about myself. I charge because of two reasons. One, it's ridiculously expensive. Two, I like events that look a certain way. Now, we can sit in a church. I don't want to sit in a church. No. I like seeing grass. You know, like I just like it. I like the feeling. So that's why I charge. Now, I have gotten that backlash. And I mean, it's hilarious. Because everyone is like, why are you misusing people? Oh my God, you should be telling them to come for free. And that's fine. And I, in the same breath, I've gone to speak in many places that I have not charged. You know, I'm trying to be very contextual because this can be used against me greatly. But I also want to say... read the room.
Okay.
If so, my core business is speaking fully. People pay me to think and pay me to talk.
it's a gift from God. Mm. I speak about him and people pay. Mm. It gives bread to my table.
Yeah.
I don't think I can at this moment comfortably sit here and tell you, don't charge for it.
Mm.
No, because I also don't know where you are.
Yeah.
But also just to tell also, because let me ask you the same question.
Mm-hmm.
So your podcast is fully Christian.
Mm.
If someone pays you to promote their brand on it, are you using God?
No.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Okay.
Because you still gain.
Yeah.
So me, I'm for gain.
Yeah.
I'm for gain. At all costs. If you can gain.
Yeah.
You also, we have the power of discernment. There are places where you'll be like, yeah, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah.
You've mentioned backlash. Maybe just to ask, like, how do you deal with that? Because as well, now being in that public eye, there's so many keyboard warriors and, oh my God, Nyawira.
And it's like, always the Christians.
Yeah. How do you like deal with it? Like,
I cry. My skin is not thick. I just talk loudly. I cry. I mean, there are some I really feel because I know where they're coming from.
Mm.
Yeah. There are people who think their pseudos wouldn't disclose who they are, but I know. Because the context of your remark is very contextual.
Oh, wait.
If I talk to you, Ashara, for a long period of time, I kind of can tell how you talk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So really? I've seen it. It has happened. Now I just, I try and ignore, but I will say it still gets to me.
Ah.
Yeah. So I don't like mean people.
Mm.
No, I don't like it. Mm. And I don't like them.
Mm.
Because... And like many things, words really break me.
Yeah.
I mean, you can come and egg our house. For crying out loud, we'll wash it.
Mm.
But a word? Oh my God. Like you can say something now and I will remember even how you looked when you were saying it. So for me, when you throw insults at me, I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now like dealing with it as a belief, you know, okay, I really find it so... Okay, this being a Christian is very, like, because you're called to always forgive, always forgive, always forgive, always forgive. So I'm just like, okay, so this is someone that is close, at least close to you. So you're, this person, whatever they're saying is negative.
Or has been close to me.
Has been close. Yeah. How do you, okay, so I'm still called to forgive this person. I'm still called to love this person. You know, it's very... It's different when it's someone uko whatever konyeri you can't you don't even know where this person is, but this is someone that is akona proximity to. Like, how do you
deal with it?
Yeah, especially now in the context of you're supposed to forgive, you're supposed to love, you're supposed to
So I forgive. My perception of forgiving is I forgive. I can say, God, I forgive them. I won't tell you in a comment after you've insulted me, I forgive you in Jesus' name. No, that's so creepy. It even sounds sarcastic. But what I will do intentionally is I will try as hard as I can to forget that you said something to me. I will try. I will genuinely try. How do you respond to it as a believer? You keep doing what you have to do.
Yeah.
You wake up in the morning, you continue creating content.
Yeah.
Why? The giver of the assignment didn't tell you that there will be no... Jesus on earth, he said, they'll hate you. By then, they hated me first. Can you imagine? That's what told us when he was leaving and we still followed him.
Yeah.
So, okay, they hate me.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Because we have like two approaches to like negative comments. I'm always like, I just want to like...
Keyboard warrior.
Come for you. To understand. And then I said, no, just like the comment. I'm just like... have you seen what they said? So, yeah, that's interesting.
Also, I think it's the truth that you need to live in is that you can't make everyone happy.
That's true.
Yeah, and that's easier said than done kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it really is painful. So you can't make everybody happy, but go to the ones you've been called to.
Okay.
Even if they won't like you. Just
okay.
Hey, I feel like as we can have questions, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... as we come to a close now, what is a verse or quote that you are currently living by?
Two verses. Psalm 23, Mm-hmm. I think if you cut it, it'll leak out of me. Mm-hmm. Verse 1, mm-hmm. that the Lord is my shepherd, mm-hmm. and I shall not want. Mm-hmm. I have said this so many times to myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this year of 2024, I'm mm-hmm. in my rich girl era.
Hallelujah. And so what I think is, God, mm-hmm. the Lord, you're my shepherd. So yeah. I'm in my rich girl era, but you're my shepherd. So
yeah.
I will not want. I yeah. will not want.
But also 24, verse mm-hmm. 1, that says the earth is the Lord's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been really feeling like we really limit ourselves to thinking that Nairobi is the expression of what we've been called to. Mm. Maybe God wants us in other places of the world. Maybe God. So I'm done thinking that some places are for some other people. The earth is the Lord's. So those two have really been making me feel like, yeah, I can get what I want and I can go where I want.
Come there. On, girl.
Okay.
So when I go, you'll know what.
Hallelujah. You shall be waiting.
You shall be watching.
Thank you.
So wait, before I ask the last question. Mm-hmm. When I think about you, mm-hmm. and when I was thinking about this, I really love that you are. Najua niko about kutumia Christianese language, but there's this verse that came to my mind, which is from James chapter 1, from verse 22 to 25. And it talks about how don't just be hearers of the word, but be a doer. Learn to be a doer. And I feel like for so many. Okay, this is me and my analysis. Mm-hmm. For so many believers or Christians, why we don't have the authority that, you know, we see in the word is because we are not doing. We hear so much. Yeah. We go to church every Sunday. We hear, hey, Hadi, like, you just know everything. Oh, scriptures. What? We know. But now when it comes to the application part of it, it's there's so many things that can hinder us from stepping out. But for you, from this is just me, I feel like you're doing, which is such an inspiration to so many of us. So that was just a random thing. And then lastly, what is something that you want to be remembered for?
So when I die.
Yeah.
So when I die. I want to be remembered mm-hmm. for being the person who used her salvation for something. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I don't want my salvation to be my only ticket to heaven. Mm. You know, when you buy a ticket to an event, it guarantees you access.
Yeah.
I don't think salvation is just a ticket.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think salvation is that you become part of the working team. Mm. So you actually are at the event from the moment you said, I received Christ. Mm. So I really, you know, there are times I sit down and I envision that day. Mm. It's the funniest thing. Because I'll be very old. For more than likely, God, it could be the rapture that takes me. Because it has to be a dramatic exit. Can you imagine that you slept? The heck?
Like, well, okay, so what are you going to do? You just slept.
God, please, let it be the trumpet.
You know,
dramatic exit. Yeah. Key Elijah. You know, But I really, 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 really pray that day, everybody in heaven will be saying, like, you know, we kept on hearing your prayers coming. Mm-hmm. And we kept on hearing you doing what you did. Mm-hmm. We kept on seeing you. We kept on cheering for you. Mm-hmm. But you suffered so much. Mm-hmm. But you did so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because nice. I don't think the glory precedes the suffering.
Yeah.
So all the attention and all the glitz and glam mm-hmm. are good. Mm-hmm. But the weight of it is the suffering. Mm. So if I suffer with Christ, then I reign with him. Mm. So I really want it to be worthwhile.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And I mean, it could be in madness. Mm. Yeah. Maybe I'm building an ark. Maybe no one knows the flood is coming. Mm. Maybe no one will believe me. Mm. Mm. Maybe it'll only be my family.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be me and animals.
Yeah.
For all I know. And they'll never understand it. Mm. But I had it and I did it.
Okay.
That's what I really want. That's what I really want to hear.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
We are so honored. Jesus, as in it. Thank you. Thank you. So you can close for us with a word of prayer.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Let me first appreciate you. Mm-hmm. both of you. You are defying a lot of odds. And I think it's very inspirational. I am sick of the conversation that we are living in a lost generation. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Because they're not looking at the ones who are not lost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This comes what you said in April, isn't it?
Yeah, 17.
Okay. So I can say it. So in the Bible, God doesn't applaud people who left. He strengthens those who stayed. So in a generation where a lot of things are leaving, values, friendships, relationships, you've chosen to stay. And I think that's worth commending. And I'm so sick of people who glorify the ones who've left. You're missing the whole point. Strengthen those who've remained. And so I really do celebrate what you're doing.
Thank you.
It may not look like it yet. The toil may be more than the conversion. Story of our lives. But in due time, that's what God says, is that he, it's not about him making it beautiful. It's that he'll show you what it was worth. You know, you can't put a seed in the ground and tomorrow morning there's harvest. What are we doing? Okay, that's witchcraft. It is. Can you imagine what are we doing? But you have been faithful in planting. Now we just wait for the harvest. And it'll come. So don't stop.
Thank you.
And it will be hard. It will be unwelcoming. It will be painful, but there are many who've gone before you. And this is what Hebrews says, that you have a cloud of witnesses. They're looking down and saying, don't stop. So I used to go to the gym. Last story, I promise.
It's okay.
And in, I mean, all of those, what, 3 weeks at the gym? I really used to, I like, you know, I'm very observant. And only because in my head, I'm like, what are you doing? What the heck are you doing? So these guys were at the weight section, you know, men. And I mean, I was like, so why can't you be in a vest? Like, why can't you just wear clothes? Why do you have to be naked? We're lifting. What are we doing here? But as he kept on lifting, the trainers went around him and were cheering him. That gave him the stamina to keep on lifting the weight. And I think in the faith, that's what anybody who's gone before us is doing, is that in heaven, Abraham is telling you, keep lifting the weight. You know, Esther is saying, keep lifting. David is saying, keep lifting. Joseph, Hannah is saying, keep lifting. Everybody is saying, keep lifting. If you stop, then you will kill yourselves from becoming the cloud of witnesses. Because you become, it's such a big chain. So, don't kill the cloud. Let's make jai. Ama, if I quiet.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I was going to get a bit emotional, but I'm not going to lose my my composure. They won't see me. They won't see me that way.
Thank you.
But yeah, let's pray. And I think I'm praying for anybody out there who feels like their journey is not bearing fruit. Anybody who's feeling like their salvation is useless and that they want to do more, that they don't know how to do more. Just before I pray, I just want to tell you, I was reading, this is the last story. But the story is of Noah. He kept on telling them the rains are coming. And one of the reasons they didn't believe was because they had never seen rain. It was going to be their first thing. Water would come from the ground. God was just, is just genius. But just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean you should stop building. And it's just to tell you, call it what God has said. Don't tell them some strange thing is coming at immediately. God said it's rain, call it rain. It's going to destroy them. It's going to destroy them. But then I think that the redemption we have is that there is an ark. There's somewhere to go to. And like that ark, it's open for entry anytime. Everything just points us to Jesus because he became that ark. And I mean, there are layers to that story. In fact, I think during Easter, we should all say, now let's draw parallelism from the cross to every other thing, because everything is there. Even Esther. Can you imagine? Anyway, this is just to tell you, if you're out there and you're struggling with understanding what God has told you, whatever he said, just call it as it is. Don't repackage. They won't get it. So let's pray.
Thank you.
Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity. I am extremely unworthy, of my voice being used for you, of speaking about you, yet you still trust me with who you are. What an amazing honor. But Lord, today I pray for everyone out there who doesn't understand what you want them to do. I thank you because it's in moments like those that you really come out strong. I pray that, Lord, they're struggling with hearing you, they're struggling with seeing you, they're struggling to obey you, they're struggling to surrender to you. But I thank you that in just taking one step, Lord, you'll help them. So I pray that when nothing else will happen, that you'll remind them that you're not the type of God who leaves people high and dry. I pray that they don't try other things. I pray that they remain pure in the calling and that they wait on you. I pray for everybody who has been, maybe who's watching this and is a believer and is feeling like, oh man, my journey is falling off. It's becoming stale and tired. I thank you that you're still a reviver of relationships, even with yourself. And so, Lord, I pray that they find you again and that a new sense of direction and fire for you will come upon them. But Lord, I pray also for this podcast. I thank you that it's not a careless podcast. Where have men lifted your name in vain, God? It's not possible. And so, Lord, I pray that even for these two, Lord, I pray that you will be able to cause them to be the envy of many. I pray that through them, they will be the light in many dark places, that they shall speak of you and showcase your works in a time when it becomes awkward to do it. May they never be ashamed of you. May you open doors for them. May you give them reassurance that it is possible for you to do God's work and still be rewarded. I pray that they don't get tired. I pray, God, that they don't get tired. And even when they do, because that's what happens to us young men. That's what you told Isaiah. I pray that you will renew our strength and that we will wait and wait on you with understanding. So yeah, thank you for being good. I pray that whatever we spoke about, that entire conversation was not useless. I pray somebody will find hope, direction, and understanding to what you want them to do. I thank you and I bless you. For I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Wow.
So we have finally so come refreshed. To
the end. Oh my gosh.
3 hours later.
Wow. Who knew? Who was out in time?
Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you, Nyawira.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, the world.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, so by the time this video is coming out, we were nominated for a podcast. Creator of the Year Podcast Edition, National Twitter Edition. if this content blesses you and you'd like to pay it forward, feel free to vote for us. Like this video at Waffles. But if again this content blesses you,
Natalie keeps insisting at Waffles.
At Waffles.
She says,
and she's like at Waffles.
But she's like, watching you, not liking
it. Yeah,
we can see you. So subscribe, guys. Subscribe to this channel. And share it with your whole village. Share it with the whole world, please. And we shall see you next Wednesday at 7 a.m. for our podcast people. I mean, our
audio
whatever. People who listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcast. And 5 p.m. for our YouTube family.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we shall see you then.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing about
Nyawira Kashugi.
I guess that's the thing.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, girls. That was refreshing.